Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Daf Yud Daled. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, at the end of the line with the words Vahayavaman Niknas. The Gemara now will explain the last halacha of our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where we learned Hayavaman Niknas Bebiya, that she is Niknas to the Yavan through Biya, V'Kaines Atzma, and she can acquire herself and become permissible to marry anyone in the world, b'chalitza through chalitza, if the Yavam did not do Biya. He gives chalitza to the Yavam, and then she becomes mutter to marry other people in the world, uvimisas hayavam, or if the Yavam is nifter, then likewise she is able to marry anyone else in the world. Begins the Gemara. Yavaman niknas b'biyah, b'biyah minol. And asks the Gemara, how do we know that biyah is akin? As the Pnei Yeshua explains, although the Torah says b'feirish in Devarim Perichav Hei, Yavama yavayaleha, but perhaps that is only the mitzvah of Yibam. But how do we know that the biyah itself makes her into his wife? Is kona her? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Amar Korach, turn to Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, Yavama Yavayaleha, and the Pasuk concludes, Ulekacha Lo Leisha. So, as Rashi explains in the top Rashi, Biyasa Hein Likuchel. It's not just that it's a mitzvah to do Biya, but rather the Biya itself is the Likuchen. That's how she becomes his wife. Ask the Gemara question, now that we said that she is comparable to a regular wife, Leisha Ve'ema Lekula Milsa Ke'isha, that just like we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Isha Niknas Bekesef B'Shtar U'Bebiyah, so if you're equating her to a regular wife, then perhaps Kesef and Shtar should also be a Kenyan, not just Biyah. The Gemara says, Loisal Kedato, that you should not entertain. The Sanya, we have learned in a Braisa, you would think that Kesef Shtar can complete a Kinyan in the Yavama, just like Bia is Gomer by her Talmud Loimer. That's why the Pasuk says, it repeats a second time, V'yidma. After it says, Yavama Yavya Leivacha Ulekacha Loyli Isha, it repeats V'yidma, and V'yidma means Bia. So it's saying it twice, and that's coming to tell you, as Rashi says in the third line, Shon Allah Kosov Akev, that the Torah means to be Ma'akev, that precisely only Bia Goymer Espa, that Bia concludes a Kinyan in her, Ve'en Kesav Shtar Goymer Ba, and Kesav Shtar are not Gomer. The Gro in Eved Ezra Simon Kuf Samach Vav Sifkotin Dalid says that the Gemara uses a lashon that ein kesev v'shtar goymrim ba to tell you that kesev and shtar does something. However, they are only a kinyan in the yavama midrabbanan. Midraisa, they do nothing. Midrabbanan, the rabbanan said that kesev and shtar would do something, namely that if the Yavam, one of the brothers gave her Kesef Shtar, she would have to do the Yibam with that brother and not with any of the other brothers. And also that if that Yavam who gave Kesef Shtar decided that he's not going to go through with it, then not only would he have to give Chalitza, but he would have to give a get as well because of the Kesef Kedushin. But the only thing that's totally Goymer is that which the Torah necessitates, which is the Raisa, the Bia, the Yibma, and Kesef Shtar does nothing but a Raisa, but it does something but a Rabbanan, and that's why the Gro says that the terminology of Ein Goymrim Bo is used, but it does something. Ask the Gemara, the Eima, my, the Yibma, the Balkarcha, Miyabim. Perhaps the Yibma is coming to teach you a different halacha. Not that the Bia is the only thing that's Goymer and not Kesef Shtar, but that you could do Bia Balkarcha. And in fact, Rashi's Girsa on the fourth line is not the Eima, but rather Hain Meboyele. This is what we need, as we find. Rashi brings the Gemara in Yivamas, Daf Chesem at Beis, that in fact, from the Yibma, we learn out Bal Karcha. So the Gemara answers, Im Kain, Le Makra V'yabe, my V'yibma. Why do we have that extra hey V'yibma? Shamat Minot Harti, we learn both halachas, and in fact, Rashi brings down the Gemara again in Yevamos in Perek Habal Yevimtoi Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph that the Gemara in fact learns this precisely there. V'yavam biu garmeres bav en kesef v'shtar garmeres. From the word v'yavam, the extra word that the Torah repeated, which refers to biu, we learn out that only biu is garmeres, not kesef v'shtar. And then from v'yibma, that there's an additional hey, we learn out that that yibm is baal korcha. Continues the Gemara to explain the last halach of the Mishnah by a Yevama, she's kinder herself, through Chalitza. Ask the Gemara question, Minolon, how do we know this? And here Rashi explains, similar to what we had before from the Pnei Yeshua, in that which she is Nikna to the Yavam, which is Bia, the Gemara asked Minolon, and the Pnei Yeshua explained, although the Torah states Beferish, Yevama Yavela, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, perhaps Bia is only a mitzvah. How do we know there's a Kinyan through the Bia? The same thing over here. When she's kind to herself through Chalitza, we know that the Torah says she has to do Chalitza. But how do we know, explains Rashi, that the Chalitza, in fact, makes her mutter to the whole world? As Rashi says in the Devar Maskel Minolon, Minolon de Chalitza muteris linase, Dilma mitzvahs Chalitza hu de Rama Rachman Allah, ulaylam loy mishteria. How do we know, in fact, that Chalitza is a matir that permits her to marry the whole world? Perhaps Chalitza is a mitzvah for, if she doesn't want to go, if he doesn't want to do the Yibam, then there's a mitzvah for him to make Chalitza on her, but perhaps she remains an usher. So you get more answers. It says in the Pasuk, V'nikra Shmai B'Yisrael. Once Chalitza is made, his name is called in Yisrael. Base Chalitza now. The house where the shoe was removed, and we interpret that to mean Kivin Shecholatz Ba Nal Hutra L'Chol Yisrael. Once Chalitza was done for her with the shoe, she becomes Mutter L'Chol Yisrael. As Rashi explains, we learn the words of Yisrael Beis Chalutz, those three words which are put together, to mean when does she become permitted to come into Yisrael, to come into a house of another Yisrael, Lahavi Labayis, when can that Yisrael bring her into the house? That's if Chalitza was done. So although the Yevama is the one who removes the shoe of the Yavam, but yet the Gemara is interpreting it here to be Kivin Shecholatz Bo Nal. Once the shoe is removed from the Yavam, it's considered as if the Chalitza was done for her. And once the Chalitza was done for her, it permits her to enter into another house of Yisrael. She becomes Mutter, Lavoi, Bakol, that the rest of Chal Yisrael could marry her. Ask the Gemara question, Hi Yisrael, Hach Yudasa. Are you telling me that word Yisrael is coming to say that Chalitza is Mutter her to Chal Yisrael? Hi Miboyle, we require it for something else. Like Kidatani, Rav Shmuel Bar Yuda, Be Yisrael. The Pasuk by Chalitza uses the word Yisrael. Bebezdin shal Yisrael. It has to be a bezdin of Yisrael. Veloy bebezdin shal ayvde kechavim. That's our girsa, not a goyish bezdin. The Bach brings down the girsa of loy bebezdin shal gerim. So the Ritva has our girsa. Loy bebezdin shal ayvde kechavim. What does the Gemara mean? Of course, you can't have Chalitza in a goyish court, but it means that even if the dayan is a Yisrael, but his father was a goy who had a child from a Yisraelis. So even though halachically the son of this relationship is a Yisrael, but that's what the Torah is memayed here, that when it comes to Chalitza, the dayan has to be from a Yisrael on both sides. Both the father and the mother had to be Yisrael, and if the father was a goy, although halachically he has a din of Yisrael, he will not be able to sit on the bezdin. That's how the Ritva learns, if we have the girsa, as our Gemara has, bebezdin shalai v'kechavim. If we have the girsa of the Bach, v'loi bebezdin shal gerim, that a ger cannot sit on a bezdin of chalitza. So on this we have a Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Ano Ger Ano, where Tosfos asks, why do we need a special miyut by chalitza that a ger cannot sit on a bezdin? A ger cannot sit on any bezdin, even a bezdin of dinei mominus. And on this Tosfos gives two terutzim. Now by dinei mominus, a ger is allowed to sit on a bezdin where it involves dinei mominus concerning a ger. Here the chiddush is that even if this chalitza is nageya ger, still the ger will not be able to sit. The other teretz of Tosfos is that when can a ger not sit on a bezdin of dinei mominus? That's when it comes to an inyan when we're being kaifa, one of the litigants. We're forcing him. We learned that out from the pasuk of soim tosim alecha melech, mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech, that there's a halacha of a yisrael when it comes to an inyan of shrora, when it comes to an inyan of being a power authority over someone else, when you're going to force someone, so then a ger, we learn from that pasuk, cannot be a dayan. However, where it's a thing like chalitza, where it's not a matter of forcing, so there, binyanim mominus, a ger would be kosher. Kamashmon, this pasuk over here, special by chalitza, the word yisrael, that the ger, even though it doesn't involve a sorora, doesn't involve a matter of force, yet he is possible to be a dayan. So the Gemara's kasha is, how can you learn from Yisrael that this is permitting chalitza, that she becomes mutter to marry a Yisrael, when we need it for this other drasha? The Gemara answers, trei be Yisrael ksivi, there are two be Yisrael. The first pasuk is what we had before, v'nikra shmoi be Yisrael, and Rashi brings down the second pasuk, lahakim la'achiv shem be Yisrael. So for one Yisrael we'll learn out that chalitza permits her to marry into Klal Yisrael, and from the other Yisrael we'll learn v'loi bebezdin shel either ivdei kechavim or shel gerim. Ask the Gemara kasha v'akatim yiboy l'kvetzani, we still need it for what we learned in the Braisa. On review to Pamachas Hayinu Yashu of Snei Reb Tarfon, we were once sitting in front of Reb Tarfon. Ubosu Yuvama Lachloit and Yuvama came to do Chalitza. V'omar Lanu, and Reb Tarfon told us, Anu Kulchem, all of you should answer V'omru and say, Chalotza Nal, Chalotza Nal. Once she does Chalitza, you should say these words, Chalotza Nal, Chalotza Nal, that the shoe has been removed from the foot. So, and we learned that out from the pasuk of V'nikra Shmoi B'Yisrael, Beis Chalutza Nal. So we need it for that. The Gemara answers, Ahu mi v'nikra shmoi nafka. That's not from the word Yisrael. That's from v'nikra shmoi, that you have to say out loud, chalotza nal. Why do I need the extra Yisrael? So that I learn out, that chalitza is mater her to marry into Klal Yisrael. And then the other mater is b'misas hayavam. Continues the Gemara to explain that last halacha, which is written in our Mishnah. Minolon, from where do we know that Misa Yavim is mater her to marry to call Yisrael? This is a Kalva Chaimer. Uma Eishes Ish, we find by an Eishes Ish, he bechenek, that the Oynish for relations with an Eishes Ish is choking chenek, and yet Misa Baal Matir to Misa Baal is mater an Eishes Ish, that she can get married. Yivama Sheba Lav, Yivama, which the issue to marry someone is loisiyeh esha meishachutz lishzor. It's a loisase. It's not chayiv misa. So like kolshkin, so certainly that the misa of the yavim should be matir. So the Gemara says, I can ask the question of that kavuchaim. Ma leishas ish ken yetsu beget. An eishas, it goes out with a get. Timer bezu bar a yavama. She ain't yetsu beget. She doesn't go out with a get. And we should point out that, of course, a Yavama, once the Yavam does Bia, so then she becomes like a regular Eishes Ish, and then she only goes out with a get, she doesn't go out with Chalitza. Here, where we're speaking about Yavama, we're speaking about where the Yavam did not do a Bia. So then, the only way that a Yavama goes out is with Chalitza. She does not go out with a get. So I can slug up the Kavachimer from an Eishes Ish, and I could say that an Eishes Ish, she is mutter from her husband, she goes out with get, therefore she has another mater, which is Misa Sabal. Taimer Bezu Bara Yivama. She ain't a Yitzhak get, she only goes out with Chalitza, maybe she doesn't go out with Misa Sayavim. So the Gemara says, Hanami Yitzhak Chalitza. Okay, she doesn't have the mater of get, but she has the mater of Chalitza. So a regular Eishes Ish has a mater of get, not Chalitza, and a Yivama has a mater of Chalitza, not get. But both of them could share the matir of Mises Baal or Mises Hayav. Hell, I have a different question, says the Gemara. Ma'aleisha says Shekain Oisra Matira. Do you know why Mises HaBaal helps? Because the Baal is the one that causes the Isra of Eishes Ish. So if the Baal dies, it's logical that the Isra goes away. The same one who makes the Isra is the one who's Matir. Ma'ashen, can over here by Yavama, the one who makes the Isra is the dead brother, the deceased brother. That was her original husband. He makes her usher once he dies because he causes Zika to go on the Yavam, but it's coming from the issues that was with the first brother who's deceased. And who do you want to be matur that isser? The Yavam. So perhaps the Yavam, when he dies, it cannot be matur l'alma. Amar Rav Ashi, ha'nami isser matur. If I, by Yavam, I can say also, the one who asks her is matur. Why? Because Yavam Isra. You're right. The original kedushin and relationship with this woman was from the deceased brother. But if there would be no brother alive to make Yibam, then she would become, once her husband died, she would become mutter to marry anyone. So Memela, in that sense, the Yavam is the one who's asking her. The fact that he's alive and is able to make Yibam, he asks her on the world. Memela, once he dies, Yavam Shari, well, I could say the same one who asks her is the one who's matur, and therefore I can learn out from, just like Mises HaBaal is matur by Eishes Ish, Mises HaYavam will be matur by Yavam. Ask the more kasher, but say, hey, Eishes Ish, Yaitzeb Chalitza Makav HaChomer, why don't I learn out that Chalitza should help by an Eishes Ish from a Kav HaChomer? What's a Kav HaChomer? Uma Yavam Esheni Yaitzeb Geh, just like a Yavama. Before the Yavam makes Bia, if he decides that he doesn't want to go through with the Yibam, so she doesn't go out with a get, but Yaitzeb Chalitza, she goes out with Chalitza, Zu, and Eishes Ish, she Yaitzeb Geh, who goes out with the gets, ain't I didn't, she Yaitzeb Chalitza, so certainly she should go out with Chalitza. Amar Krata Pasuk says, by an Eishes Ish, Sefer Krisas, that what is kairis, the relationship between the husband and wife, I learn out, sefer korsa v'endav racha korsa, that the only thing that can sever that relationship is only a sefer, a get, a shtar of gerushin, but anything else like chalitza will not sever the relationship. Ask the Gemara, v'tehei yivama yaitzeb a get mekal v'chaymer. Let a yivama go out with a get from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Uma eishes ish eni yaitzeb chalitza, yaitzeb a get, and eishes ish, as we learned before, can only go out with get and not with chalitza. So yizush yaitzeb a chalitza, a yivama who goes out with chalitza, ain't a din she yaitzeb a get. So certainly she should be able to go out with a get. Amar Kra, the Gemara says, no, the pasuk says, kacha, as Rashi brings down, kacha ye asa asher lo yivne. So should be done to the brother who does not build up the house. And wherever it says kacha, v'kacha ikuva, kacha means it's la'akev. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that even though I have a logical kal v'chomer that a yivama should go out with a get, but once I have a word in the parsha that is mashma, it's ma'akev, kacha, like this should be done, so I say, I don't learn the kal v'chomer, I'm not moisev in a matir of a get, because I have a word kachal ikuvet, it must be done this way. On that, the Gemara asks, v'chol heicha de'ika ikuvet le'darsha kal v'chomer, are you telling me a rule that wherever we have a word in the pasuk that indicates that it's likuva, that this is the way it has to be done, we don't darshna kal v'chomer? We're not moisev anything to the parsha that's not written there. I'll show you a halacha by Yom Kippur by the two seirim. One seir, one goat went l'Hashem, and one went l'Azazel. And over there it says d'chsev goyrol. It says goyrol. The pasuk says v'nasan aron oshnei seirim goyrolis, that lots were put under two goats. Echad l'Hashem, goyrol echad l'Hashem, v'goyrol echad l'Azazel. And it also says in that parsha the word chuka. What's the, where does it say chuka statute? V'hoysa lachem l'chukas olam. V'tanya, and we learned in a brisa, it, the pasuk says, v'aso, that it should be done a chatas. So I learn out, ha-goyrul oisa chatas, that what causes the one Lashem to be Lashem, the lot causes it. Ve'en Hashem oisa chatas. However, if the Kayin would say, this goat should go Lashem, and this goat should go Lazazel, and subsequently he made a goyrul, and the goyrul turned out just the opposite. The one he said Lashem was, came out Lazazel, and the one he said Lazazel went Lashem. So the halacha is that the shame, that which he called Lashem, is nothing. It's the goyrul that's kaveya Lashem. And even though, based on what he called it, this one was Lazazel, now through the goyrul, if this Lazazel one comes out Lashem, that in fact is the one that comes out Lashem. And where do I learn it from? I learn it from Vaso Chatas, that it's only the goyrul that makes the Chatas, and not by calling it. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the shame is not kaveh, it's only the goyrul that's kaveh? Sheyachal. I would have thought not like that. Were it not for the miyid, I would have said that the shame, that by calling it, it should work. V'haloi dinu, I have a kavachomer. Uma b'makim shaloi kiddush ha-goyrul. I have a halach in the Torah, as Rashi brings down, of kinim, when a woman has to bring a chatas and oila of birds, and one l'chatas and one l'oila. So if a goyrul was placed on the birds to decide which one would be the chatas and which one would be an oila, the halach is shaloi kiddush ha-goyrul. And yet, kiddush Hashem. The calling it, this one is Lashem, this is a chatas and this is an oila, that works. Goyrul does not work. As Rashi brings down, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Aleph, Ein akinim misparshois, ela oy belikichas bailam, oy basi is kayin. It's only when the Balaam takes it, or when the Kohen makes the actual korban, that at that time the Baal or the Kohen can be kayre shame, which one is the chatas and which one is the oila. Goyrul does not work. So makam shekiddush ha-goyrul, in a halach of the Torah where goyrul does work, for example, sor lashem, sor lazazel, ein oidin sheikadesh hashem. So if the Kohen didn't use the goyrul and the Kohen instead said, this one is lashem, this one was lazazel, I should say kavachomer, it should certainly work. If goyrul doesn't work by kinim and yet shame works, so if goyrul works by the seirim, so certainly shame should work. Talmud Loimer, that's why I need a pasuk to say, no, vaso chatas. Hagoyrul oisa chatas, v'ein Hashem oisa chatas. I learned out from that pasuk that only a goyrul makes a chatas and not a shame. But now I can make a deduction. V'taima demia tekra. The reason I don't say that shame works, calling it works by a sore, is only because I have a special miyut from vaso chatas. If I wouldn't have that miyut, darshin and kavachomer. I would learn a kavachomer from kinim to halacha of seirim, and I would say that shame does work. Even though, as we mentioned before, there's a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tezayin, pasuk Choftes, v'hoyso lachem l'chuka soilam. And chuka means a statute. This is the way it is. So you see, if you wouldn't have a special miyut of aso chatos, even though I have a kav, even though it says chuka, I would have darshan the kavachimer. So I see a precedent that hereby Yivama, even though it says in the parasha kocha, you could learn a kal v'chomer. So my original kasha comes back. Why shouldn't I be able to use a get by a yivama, a kal v'chomer from an ashes ish? Ah, you're telling me it says kocha, and therefore you shouldn't learn a kal v'chomer. But from Yom Kippurim, we see that if it wouldn't be for a special meal, even though I have the word chuka, which is a likuva, this is a statute, this is the way it is, I would be marba something that's not written in the parsha through a kal v'chomer. It says chukah, chukah is for whatever is written in the parsha. But that doesn't exclude to be marba something through a kal v'chomer. So why am I not marba get by yivama through a kal v'chomer, even though it says kocha? So therefore the Gemara comes up with a whole new reason why getin will not help by a Yivam Amakra, it says in the Parsha of Gittin, the Kasav Law Sefer Krisis, and I make a drasha law of a loyal Yivama, that get does not work by Yivam. Afraid Gemara of Aim a law Lishma. Perhaps law means that you need Lishma, you can't take a get that you had in your closet or in your drawer and you didn't write it Lishma and use that for this woman. It has to be made specifically Lishma for the get that's right in front of you. And that's why I need law. How can I use law of life, law liyavama? The Gemara answers, trei loksivi. There are two laws that are written, as Rashi explains, because the first law is by the first marriage. Then it says, after the first marriage, she got married to somebody else. And then the pasuk says that the second one, usnei isha acharit, the second one hated her, because of law sefer krisis, and he wrote a get. So again, it uses the word because of law. So from the two laws, I learned one law is law lishma, and one law will be law of loy liyavama. Vakatimi boyle, I still need it. Chad lo lishma, vidich lo, veloi lo ulechaverta. As the Rishash explains Rashi, this will be memaya, two cases. One case will be where he has two wives, both of them have the name of Rachel. So Yaakov is going to divorce both of his wives whose name is Rachel, and he'll use the same get for each wife. So the Torah says, law, no, it has to be for her, and you can't use it twice, even though both of your wives have the same name. Or he'll write in one get that one wife is Rachel and one wife is Leah, and he'll have in the get that Yaakov is divorcing both of his wives. No, you can only use one get for one wife. So in both of these cases, we're memayated from law. V'loy law ulechaverta. So I don't have an extra law to teach me that a yivama cannot use a get. Elamer kra. Do you know how I learn out that a yivama cannot use a get? Because the pasuk says, now. It's an extra word. Rashi says, kra yisera, because the pasuk, we've been speaking about the chalitza shoe. And yet the pasuk says, Beis Chalutz Hanal, and it could have just said Beis Chalutz. It didn't have to say Hanal. So from the word Nal, I learn out Nal in many Echron Eloi. The only thing you can use to sever the Zika from the Yavam to the Yavama is only through the Nal and not through anything else, that the get will not work. Ask the Gemara, behind now, are you telling me that now is used for that? Haimi Boile, we need it for something else that could have sounded like we learned in Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, no loy, she should take off his shoe, ainli ala na loy. I only know that his shoe, the one that he owns. Now she'll call out him, and only what happens if he's wearing somebody else's shoe and she takes that off, that is an effective chalitza, Talmud Loimer, now. So the pasuk says, base chalutz hanal, it doesn't say naloi, so I learn out now ribo, that now is marbe, that even if it's the shoe of kol adam, in Cain, the Bryce continues, ma tam loim naloi. So why in fact does it say his shoe, if any shoe is good that is owned by any person, if he's wearing somebody else's shoe, that's also good? No, we learn out naloi or ruyaloi, it has to be a shoe, even if it's somebody else's shoe, but he has to be wearing a shoe that fits him. Prat legadol, if it's a shoe that's too big, that he's not able to walk with it, or prat lekotn, it's a small shoe, shein chayfes roiv raglai, it doesn't cover most of his foot, and also prat, as we turn to that, yedalam adveiz lemesulayim, to sandal shein leikiv, that the heel was taken off. In all these cases, we say that is not a fitting shoe that works for him, and therefore cannot be used as a shoe for chalitza. But meanwhile, we see that the word nal is used to be marbe anybody's shoe, not only the one that he owns. So how can I use the word nal to teach me nal in midi achrin loy, that get does not help ayivama? The Gemara answers, imkei nichtekra nal, it beis chalutz nal, my hanal. Why do you have the extra hay? Shamed minat tarti. So I learn out two dinim. I learn out now shakol adam, and I learn out hanal, that only now is matter a yivama and not a ged. We learned in the first mishnah of the Perek how an isha is niknis bekesef shtar ubebia, and now in this mishnah and subsequent mishnahs we're going to learn how other things are nikna. And the first item that we're going to speak about, the first person that we're going to speak about, is an Eved Ivri. Concerning an Eved Ivri, we have a number of parshiyos in the Torah that speak about four different kinds of an Eved Ivri, and all of them will be mentioned in the Amud of Gemara that we're going to learn today. One is Machru Bezdin. If Bezdin sold him because of his Geneva, as we find in the beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, and the money that Bezdin acquires is given to the person that he stole the money from. We also have there in the beginning of Mishpatim the Parsha of Amo Evriya. If a father sold his daughter when she was a Ktana, which he has a right to do, and he sold her as an Amo Evriya. We also have a Parsha of someone, Kiyamuch Achicha, when your brother became poor and he sells himself to a Yisrael. And then we have a fourth parsha when someone sells himself to a Goy. Now, our Mishnah, Eved Ivri, it's not speaking about Amo Ivri, obviously, it's speaking about an Eved Ivri. It's speaking about definitely an Eved Ivri who was sold by Bezdin. It is not speaking about an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a Goy, because we're going to learn that one of the ways to be kind of this Eved Ivri is through Shtar, and a Goy cannot be kind of an Eved Ivri through a Shtar. He can only be kind of him through Kesef. So he is excluded from this Mishnah. And we have one other Eved Ivri left, and that's a Moichel Atzmoy. He sells himself to a Yisrael. Not for a Gneva, but he's poor, and he sells himself to a Yisrael. That will be totally in the Machlokes of Lezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, that we'll see whether an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a Yisrael has the halacha of Sheish Shanim or not. So we'll see more about this when we learn the Gemara, but definitely our Mishnah is speaking about an Eved Ivri who was sold by Bezdin. Eved Ivri Nikne, you can acquire him Bekesef, through money, Ubishtar, which could mean that the Lekeach writes a shtar to buy the Eved Ivri, or, we'll see about this further in the Gemara, in subsequent Dafim, it could be speaking that the Eved Ivri himself is selling his service to the Lekeach, and he writes the shtar. But either way, an Eved Ivri is nikta through Kesef or Bishtar. V'koy me'atzmoy, he acquires his freedom himself, Bishanim, which means the 6 years he is sold, he can not be sold for more initially than 6 years. So once the 6 years are up, he is koyna himself. Or B'yoyvel, if in the middle of the 6 years, the 50th year of Yoyvel comes, so he frees himself. Will be Geroyin Kesef, as Rashi gives the example. If he was sold for a mana a year, he was sold for six manas over 6 years, and he didn't have any money, but now he has some money. So let's say he worked 2 years. That means he owes the master four manas worth, and he can pay him. He subtracts six minus 2 years that I worked. So I've already worked two manas worth. I owe you four manas worth. That's what he pays the master, and then he goes free. Yisera lov amavriya. An amavriya, as Rashi explains, has all of these other ways to free herself. She has one additional way. Since she was sold as a katana, a nara, the father can't sell. And if she becomes a nara, she shows simanim that she has become a nara, then she goes free as well. We learned this out from V'yatzachinim and Kesef. And Kosef, there's no money that she has to pay. She goes out with Simani Naris. Yisera Olav Amo Evriya. An Amo Evriya, Shekainas Atzma B'Simanim. She's kind of her freedom through the Simani Naris. Hanirza. If after 6 years, the master has given him a Shifcha Knanis so that he can have children from the Shifcha through this Eved Ivri, the Torah permitted him to live with the Shifcha Knanis, and he says, Ahafti Yisishti, he wants to stay with his Isha. So then there's the Parsha of a Nirtza that he's taking to the door and the to the doorpost, and the master drills a hole through his ear, so he becomes acquired to the master through this act. Hanirza nikna beritzia, the koines atzmai, he gets his own freedom. Biyayvel, if the 50th year comes, ubemisas adn, and through the death of the master. As Rashi explains, that by a nirza, when the adn dies, there he does not go over to any yorshim, even to the son, in the original 6 years that he sold. So if the master dies in the middle of the 6 years, he would not go over to become a Eved Ivri of Yorshim, meaning, as we'll see in the Gemara, a daughter or a brother, secondary Yorshim. But he would become an Eved of the first Yorish, which is his son. However, by the Nirtza, when the Odin dies, there, across the board, he does not have to finish out his term with any Yorish, whether it's a daughter or a brother, and likewise even a son, he is totally exempt in the case of Nirtza. Begins the Gemara. Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef, and how do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through money? Omer Kodesh Pasuk says, mikesef miknasai, that when the Eved Ivri has money to pay out the master, he can reduce the amount of time he has served, so his geula can be reduced from the kesef miknasai, from the money that was used to purchase him, and he pays the difference. Melamed shenikna b'kesef, if he can reduce his what time that he has served from the original money that was used to be kind to him, that's a raya that he's nikna b'kesef. Ask the Gemara, that parsha is speaking about an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a goy. So Ashkecha, an Eved Ivri, and the Mekhar Lavid Kechavim. You know why it works over there? Kesef, to acquire him, because Horev Echol Kenyani Bekesef. As Rashi explains, because since we're speaking about that he was acquired by a goy, the whole Kenyan of a goy is Kesef. Because Meshicha was Meshicha b'metaltel and is only said by Yisrael, as the pasuk said, miyad amisecha, and we learn out achiyim shech miyad liyad, and that's speaking about your friend. So the kinyan of Meshicha miyad liyad, from one hand to another through Meshicha, is only by amisecha. So since a goy cannot be counted through Meshicha, so therefore the only thing we do give him is kesef. But a Yisrael who could be counted through Meshicha, maybe an Eved Ivri sold to a Yisrael, Kesef will not work. Only Meshicha. We give Kesef to a Goy because he doesn't have Meshicha. But a Yisrael has Meshicha, maybe he doesn't have Kesef. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos disagree. In the first top Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh, Horev Echol Kenyani B'Kesef, they disagree with Rashi's Pshat, because they say that what Rashi is saying is only according to Rish Lakish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, so he learns that Miyana Misecha is not referring to Meshicha. Miyana Misecha is speaking about Kesef. Faker and Oyvi Kechavim is be Meshicha. So what Rashi is saying, that the Oyvi Kechavim is Kesef and not Meshicha, that's the Sheet of Rish Lakish, who holds that Minat Torah Mois is not kind of by Yisrael. So he learns Miyana Misecha is referring to Meshicha. And we hold in this Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. So how could we say that Stama of our Gemara is going according to Rish Lakish? That's what would come out according to Rashi's Pshat. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't want to learn the sugya like Rish Lakish, who we don't paskin like. He'd rather learn it like Rabbi Yochanan. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Meshicha is a kinyan by a goy. So what does it mean, Horev Echol Kenyani B'Kesef? It means that since by a goy, shtar would not be a kinyan. You know why Kesef helps by a goy to acquire an Eved Ivri? Because since by Eved Ivri there's either a Kenyan Shtar or a Kenyan Kesef, and a goy would not, through the Psukim we learn out that Shtar, to be kind, an Eved Ivri is only by Yisrael and not by a goy. So you know why Eved Ivri is sold to a goy is nikna b'kesef? Because an Eved Ivri can't be sold to a goy b'shtar, so the Torah gave kesef. But perhaps an Eved Ivri to Yisrael, who is nikna b'shtar, which we learn out from the Psukim, perhaps he does not have kinyan kesef. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns our sugyas. We have here Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, how to learn the sugya. So the Gemara says, Nimchal Yisrael, Minol, how do I know if he sold to Yisrael that Kesef works? Amar Kram, the Pasuk says, by an Amen Evriya. The Hevda, as Rashi says, it doesn't say, V'nifta, that she becomes redeemed. It says, V'hefta. So I learn out, referring to the Adon, the master helps her redeem herself by her paying money. So Rashi says at the end of Divrei Maaseh Shem Garas Pidgina, let's learn the Gemara first, Malamit Shem Garas Pidgina V'yitza, that he helps her acquire her freedom by her subtracting the number of years that she worked, and she has to pay the money, and then she goes free. So Rashi says that we learn it from, since it says Vehevda, not Venifta, she becomes free through her redemption, but rather he helps her become redeemed. And Rashi ends off by saying, De'i loy kana bedamim, my megara. If he didn't acquire her with money, so what is he subtracting? Is the haraya that he used kesef by all Mavriya to become her. On this, the Ritva disagrees, because the Ritva says, how do you know? Maybe there was a kinyan through shtar by the Amma, but the kinyan was through shtar, but yet he paid money as well. The kinyan wasn't through the money. Now, when it comes the time of letting her free, so she has to subtract the money that she worked. She has to pay the difference. But how do I know still that the kinyan originally came through kesef? Maybe the kinyan came through shtar. What's he subtracting from the additional money that was paid at the time? But the kinyan wasn't through that money. So therefore, the Ritva learns that the limit from vehefta is, logically, if I see that the Torah permitted pidgin, the redemption should come through money, it makes sense logically that the kinyan was also through money. That money helps not only shtar, but money helps as well. So, Ashkechon, we want to learn out a regular Eved Ivri from the Amar Ivriya, where we see that Kesef helps, either Rashi's Pshat or Taisa's Pshat, or the Ritva's Pshat. Ashkechon Amar Ivriya asked the Gemara, but we only see this by an Amar Ivriya, Horo Mikacha B'Kesef, Mikniya B'Kesef, since she has this Kula, that Kesef works by Kedushin, so Mimela, I would say that since Kedushin works by, Kesef works by Kedushin, it'll work by Alma as well. But how do I know this? By an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri Minolon, Omar Krah, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimachel Cha Chicha Ivriya Ivriya. When your brother Ivriya will sell themselves to you, Vavatcha Sheshanim, and they will work 6 years, Makish Ivri Livriya. We compare an Ivri, the male one, to the female one. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're comparing an Eved Ivri to an Amen Ivriya. But what is that Parsh in Devorim Tezvav speaking about? By Machur Bezdin, Ashkechon Machur Bezdin. We find that it helps by Machur Bezdin. Since he sold against his will, the Amma, the Ivri, is always sold against the will because she's sold by her father. And the Eved Ivri over there in that parsha in Devorim is also speaking about Machur Bezdin. So since there is a Kula that we can even sell him against his will, Memela we can also Kesef works also. That's how Rashi explains. Since there's a tzad kal that you could force him to be sold, so therefore Kesef works as well. But the Gemara asks, Moicher Atzmim, how do you know if a person sells himself when he's poor that Kesef works? Gemara answers, Yalif Sacher Sacher. I learn out the Sacher that's written by Moicher Atzmai from the Sacher that's written by Machru Bezdin. As Rashi brings down the Psukim, by Moicher Atzmai it says, Ki Yomach when he's poor, v'nimchar, and then the pasuk continues, he will be kisacher k'tayshev yeimach. He'll be like a worker with you. And by Machru Bezdin it says ki mishnes char sachir, that in the parsha of ki yimacher, which is Rashi says here that ki yimacher, that parsha in Dvorim Tezvav is when he's sold, indicates he's being sold by Bezdin. And the pasuk over there uses the word sachir also when it comes to hanaka, to giving him presents. needs when he leaves. So the Torah, trying to appease the Baal, says, listen, he has worked double what a regular worker has worked for you as by being a slave, and therefore it's only proper as he departs from you, you should give him severance, you should give him presents. So it uses the word sachir there also. So I learned sachir by mechir atzmai, from sachir by mechir ubezdin, and just like by mechir ubezdin kesef help, so too by mechir atzmai, says the Gemara on that. We're going to see in a few lines that there's a machloikis whether we make this gzeir shav of sachir sachir or not. So your limit is good according to the man diyomer who darshens this gzeir shav. But according to the one who doesn't learn sachir sachir, how will you learn out that mechir atzmai works by an eved ivri? Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, we have two parshas that are written one next to the other. The first parsha is Marcha Atzmai to Yisrael. The second parsha is V'chisasig, when the Taishiv, the Ger Taishiv who lives amongst you will become rich, and he will buy the Eved Ivri who sells himself to the Goy, the Chisasig, and that is the second parsha, Moisav al Yerishin. So the parsha of Moichar Atzmai to a Goy adds on V'chi, there's a Vav, that's adding on to the previous parsha, which is Moichar Atzmai to Yisrael, Moisav al Yerishin, V'yalamed El Yen Mitachtu. We learn out the earlier parsha, the previous parsha, the top parsha from the bottom parsha, just like by Ever Ivri who sells himself to a goy. Over there it says Mikesef Miknasai. That's the parsha that we started out the Gemara after the Mishnah was Mikesef Miknasai Melamich and Nikna Bekesef, and that was the parsha of Ever Ivri on the Mechalayv Kechavim. So from the Vav Chibur were Mechaber the earlier parsha with the later parsha, just like in the later parsha by Mecher Atzmai to a goy Kesef helps, so too by Mecher Atzmai to Yisrael Kesef helps as a kinyan. And now the Gemara wants to know, you mentioned before that not everybody holds of Gzeir Shavar, of Sachar Sachar, Marichar Atzmai from Machar Ubezdin, Mantan the Loyal of Sachar Sachar, who does not learn Sachar Sachar. The Gemara answers, Hai Tana who Desanya. It's this time that we've lived in a Brisa. There are four halachas where we have a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, whether a Marichar Atzmai has the same din as Machar Ubezdin. The Tanakhama says that there's a difference between Marcher Atzmai and Marcher Bezdin. How Marcher Atzmai Nimchal Shesh V'Yeser Oshesh? How Marcher Atzmai sells himself for 6 years or more than 6 years? Marcher Bezdin ain't Nimchal Shesh, but Marcher Bezdin only sells himself for 6 years. Rashi says, Im Hisnali Machal Eser Shanim, that a Marcher Atzmai is sold for more than six if he sold himself for 10 years, he made a special deal. What happens if it's bestam from Rashi's mashma? Then, in fact, he would be nimcher l'sheish. However, the Ritva says no. That if it's bestam, there's no din of sheish by mecher atzmai, and then the only time he would go out would be with yovel. And the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Avodim points out that there will be a big nafkamina how to learn our Mishnah, as we mentioned when we were learning the Mishnah. It says, Evid, every nikna bekesev ubishtar, v'kayna atzmai bishanim, and we wondered what case of Evid Ivri is it speaking about. So we said it's certainly speaking about an Evid Ivri that was Machru Bezdin, because there certainly he goes out with Shanim. We questioned, does it also refer to an Evid Ivri who was Machru Atzmai? That would be totally in the Machloikis Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who we're going to learn soon, holds that Machru Atzmai is the same as Machru Bezdin, that he goes out with Shanim. So according to Rabbi Elazar, our mission is certainly speaking about an Evid Ivri even by Machru Atzmai. However, according to the Tanakama, who says that a Machru Atzmai does not go out with Sheish, V'yeser al Sheish, so now it depends on a Machloikis, says the Mishnah Melech, between Rashi and the Ritva. According to Rashi, who says that bestam, even a Marcher Atzmai, goes out with Sheish, it's only when Hisna, Im Hisna, if he made out a condition, then he can go more than Sheish. But at bestam, he would go out with Sheish. So according to Rashi, our Mishnah of Eved Ivri, that he's Koyna Atzmai B'Shanim, could be referring to Marcher Atzmai as well. When he did it stam, he didn't specify any time, any years, so he would go out B'Shanim. However, according to the Ritva, who says that a Marker Atzmai Bistam does not go out with Shaim, he goes out with Yovel. L'chayra, our Mishnah is not speaking about a Moicher Atzmai according to the Ritva. However, there are according who say that we could say, even according to the Ritva, that our Mishnah is speaking about Moicher Atzmai, because our Mishnah could mean that Kohen Atzmai B'Shanim, if they stipulated that according to the Ritva, if they said beferish a certain amount of time, not 6 years, not like Rashi bestam shanim means 6 years, but if they said 20 years, so the kohen atzmai b'shanim means when you came to the end of that amount of time that you made up, so you would go out with those shanim. That's what it could mean, that Eved Ivri is nikna b'shanim. A moicher machur bezdin is shanim, automatically six. And a moicher atzmai is the amount of years that you stipulated in the contract when you sold yourself over b'shanim. But this machlokes Rashi Ritva has a very crucial effect on what the pshat will be in our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah just speaking about machur bezdin, or could it also be speaking about a moicher atzmai? Continues the Gemara, the Braisa, with the second halacha. Ha-moicher atzmai ain't a nirtza. By moicher atzmai, there is no din of being nirtza in the doorpost. Machru bezdin is nirtza if he says, I want to stay with my isha. Moicher atzmai manikamloi, he gets no gifts when there's severance. Machru bezdin manikamloi, he gets gifts. Ha-moicher atzmai ain't Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Knanis, he gets no Shivcha Knanis if he sells himself. Machru bezdin Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Knanis. According to the Tanna Kamma, all these special halachas are only written in the parshios that have to do with Machru bezdin. Memela, we do not learn out Moicher atzmai regarding these four halachas from Machru bezdin. It's only a Machru bezdin who's 6 years and is nirtza and he gets gifts, and Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Knanis. Rabbi Lazar Imri disagrees. Zev is both of them are only nimchar al l'sheish. Both a moicher atzmai and a machru bezdin. Zev is a nirtza. Both get the halacha of nirtza. And zev is a manikamai get presents. Vezev is a rabbi moishle shivcha knanis. So what is the hezber in the machloikas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lazar? My love, says the Gemara. Ba'akamifli, this is the machloikas. Tanakam lo yolav sachar sachar. Tanakam doesn't learn the gzeirah shav of sachar sachar. Memela, the only things that a moicher atzmai has is what's written in his parsha. He cannot learn it out from Machru Bezdin. Rabbi Lazar yolav sachar sachar. He learns gzeirah shav. Memela, whatever is written in the parsha of Machru Bezdin applies to Moicher Atzmai as well. And this is what the Gemara said before. Do you want to know who the Tana is who doesn't learn Sachar Sachar? It'll be the Tana Kama of this Machloikas between Rabbi Lazar and the Tana Kama. Amar Rav Tav Yumi Mishmer Abaye, no, he disagrees. The Kol Yama, Yol of Sachar Sachar. Everybody does hold of the Gzeir Shav of Sachar Sachar. And the Meir, except for these four halachas, anything else that's written in the parsha of Moicher Atzmai will, of Machru Bezdin, will apply to Moicher Atzmai. The halacha, but in these four halachas, you know what the machloikas is? Not in the Gzeir Shava, but Baha'i Krokamifugli. The machloikas in each of the four halachas will be in that very pasuk from where these four halachas are learnt out. For example, let's take the first one. That's the only one we're going to do today. And Mirchem, the other three we will do in the next year. My time at the Tana Kama, Da'amar Moicher Atzmai Nimcha L'Sheish V'Yes R'Sheish. What's the svar of the Tana Kama who says that Moicher Atzmai is different than Machru Bezdin, that Moicher Atzmai is Nimcha for Sheish, but he's also sold for more than Sheish? You know what the svar is? Not that he doesn't learn Sachar Sachar. He learns Sachar Sachar. But Miyut Rachmana Gabi Machru Bezdin. There's a special Miyut by Machru Bezdin that tells us that we exclude Moicher Atzmai. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, Va'avot Chashay Shanim, that the Moicher Machru Bezdin will serve you for 6 years. Zeh, this one, the Machru Bezdin, the one Moicher Atzmai, is a special Miyut. Ve'idach, and the other one who says that both have the same halacha, that Marcher Atzma is also for Shei Shanim, Va'avotcha l'cha v'lo yarish. I need that pasuk to tell me that he only serves you and not the Yarish. Rashi explains that he will not, if the Adon dies, that the servant by the slave by Marcher Bezdin will not serve the secondary Yarshim, referring to the daughter or the brother. As we explained in the Mishnah, that during the initial 6 years, he will serve the ben if the father dies, but he will not serve the secondary Yarshim, the sister or the brother. If he's a Nirtza, the Mishnah says, the last words of the Mishnah, gets free, b'misas adin. That means that he doesn't even serve the ben, let alone the ach or the bas. But during the initial 6 years, v'loy l'yarish means not the secondary Yarshim, he only serves the ben. So I need that pasuk of avatcha not to be memayit loy marcher atzmai, but to be memayit l'cha v'loy l'yarish. V'idach, how does he know that hadin of v'loy l'yarish? V'avatcha chlenexiv. There's another time that it says avatcha. That's in the pasuk when it comes to anaka, ki mishnah schar socher avatcha. So I have two avatchas. One avatcha tells me v'loy marcher atzmai. The other avatcha tells you that v'loy liyarish v'idach, and the other one says no. Hahula tzos adnu dasa. That is in the parsha of Anaka when you want to give the presents. The Torah wants to appease the adon and say, don't feel bad that you have to give him all these presents, because after all, he worked doubled at a regular worker. He was an eved to you. He worked much more than a regular worker, and therefore it's coming to him as severance that you should give him gifts. Don't feel bad. So that is not to teach me the halacha of loyal Yarish. Loyal Yarish I learned from the first avatcha. The second avatcha I need to appease the adon. Memeila, I don't have a miyut that a moicher atzmai doesn't have the halacha of Shei Shanim. Memeila Rab Lazar holds that a moicher atzmai, Gabi, this halacha has the same halacha as a machur bezdin, that there is a din of Shei Shanim. And therefore, certainly our mission where it says Eved Ivri is kain atzmai b'shanim does not only refer, according to Rab Lazar, to machur bezdin, it refers to moicher atzmai as well. In Mir Tzeshem, in the next year, we will go through the three other halachas that even though we're saying now, according to Abaye, that Sacher is a valid Zer Shav, according to both Rav Lazar and the Chachamim, we will find out why the Chachamim will remind Marcher Atzmai from these dinim, and why Rav Lazar says no, that Marcher Atzmai has the same halacha, legabi all of these dinim, as a Machruhu Bezdin.